Hi, this is Minister Dawn Richards coming to share with you what I know for sure about wrong associations. Almost more than anything else, I believe that wrong associations is the quickest way to derail your walk with God, to derail your values, to derail your morals, your character, and to really send you spiraling out of control into areas maybe of compromise and decisions that really are out of line with God's will for your life and with what His Word has to say. I know it's a very tempting thing when you are drawn to a person or something about a person, whether it's based on a skill they possess or a talent they have or something that they can seemingly offer you. Or maybe you just have, you know, fun. Maybe the person is just one of those fun-loving people that's easy to be around. But inevitably, there is a contrast of values. There's a contrast of morals and just the base of from which you operate. It's different. And it's holy versus unholy. It's light versus darkness. It's Christ versus Belial. It's believer versus unbeliever. And we see this juxtaposition laid out clearly for us in the scripture with the admonition that we be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, I know most often we associate that scripture with marriage and entering into a covenant of marriage or maybe even business, but this covers all areas of our relationships. No matter how deep they go, God is warning us and He's saying to us that I have not called you to be in deep fellowship with those that are not walking with me, those that are not of like precious faith. And let me be clear, He's not saying that we don't associate with them and we don't minister to them, because Christ Himself prayed that we would be in the world but not of the world. So we have a purpose here in the earth, and that is to reach the lost. And in order to reach them, we have to come in contact with them. But we're talking about a deeper fellowship where there is an actual exchange taking place, where I'm one part of the relationship and I'm giving, but I'm also receiving. And someone else is a part of the relationship and they're giving and receiving, and there's that exchange taking place. The reason this is so dangerous when you get into the realm of believers versus unbelievers is because evil communications are very influencing, if you will. Have you ever noticed just in the natural that you can't catch health? You know, if you're healthy and your immune system is on top and doing well, and you enter into the presence of someone who's sick, they're coughing, they're sneezing, you know, they're spewing germs left and right, the likelihood that they're going to catch your health is nil, but the likelihood that you could catch their germs and their sickness is very high. It works the same way in the spiritual realm. The Lord says that we are not to be deceived, to think that we can handle it, that we're the one person that's exempt, that, you know, this will not affect, because He says evil communications, evil companionship, evil communion and associations will corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character. It's absolute every time, guaranteed to happen if we allow ourselves to go down that path. So that means that, yeah, we have to make some hard decisions in some instances and, you know, cut out relationships, cut out associations, cut out affiliations that really are not bringing glory to God and really not allowing us to be our best and to really go to those higher levels in our walk with Him. It's a sacrifice, but it's one that's well worth it, because you'll remain in place with where God has called you to be. Your integrity will be in line. And I believe you'll be a greater witness ultimately when you will stand in the righteousness and in who you are in Christ Jesus, rather than compromising, which typically comes about when we're in those scenarios. So be encouraged. Take an inventory of where you are in your relationships and your associations and cut out the fray, and you'll be back on track to God's best for your life. Thank you again for listening, and I look forward to coming to you again soon with what I know for sure.